From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama has expressed his skepticism that the U.S.-Russia pact to reduce tensions over Ukraine will actually work. Earlier in Geneva, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced he'd reached an agreement with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on issues such as disarming illegal groups. U.S. President Barack Obama told reporters in Washington it will take a couple of days to see if there is follow-through on this Ukraine deal.
We are coordinating now with our European allies. My hope is that we actually do see follow-through over the next several days. But I don't think, given past performance, that we can count on that. And we have to be prepared to potentially respond to what continue to be efforts of interference by the Russians in eastern and southern Ukraine.
The high-level crisis talks in Geneva took place between Russia, the U.S., Ukraine, and the EU. Clashes between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists have recently intensified, leading to a number of deaths and the seizure of administrative buildings. Russian President Vladimir Putin's remarked that he has a right to intervene to protect Russian speakers in Ukraine, but Western leaders have called on Russia to step in to stop the illegal armed movements. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia has no intention of invading Ukraine and has offered amnesty to demonstrators being forced to leave Ukrainian administrative buildings. Earlier in his annual televised question and answer session, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the country's parliament has authorized him to use military force in eastern Ukraine. But he added that he hoped it would not be necessary. The session went on for 4 hours and included questions from Crimea Sevastopol, as well as from fugitive National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden. Anya Ardaeva reports from Moscow.
He called the eastern part of the country a new Russia, saying it was transferred to Ukraine in 1920, adding that he was authorized to use force to protect ethnic Russians in the region, but said he hoped it would not be necessary. Former U.S. government contractor Edward Snowden, appearing in a pre-recorded message from a location that was not identified, asked Vladimir Putin about Russia's use of electronic surveillance. The Russian president said intelligence efforts in Russia were regulated by law, but that Russia did use the surveillance to track terrorist threats. Anya Ardaeva, Moscow.
Esteemed Colombian writer Gabriel Garcia Marquez has died at the age of 87. He won the Nobel Prize in 1982 and may be best known for novels including Love in the Time of Cholera and 100 Years of Solitude. He had spent years suffering from both cancer and Alzheimer's disease. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. About 280 people remain missing after a South Korean ferry capsized and sank. Harsh weather is hampering search and rescue efforts, but at least 179 people have been saved. At least 18 are dead and many more injured. Most of the passengers on board the ferry were teenagers on a school trip. The cause of the accident is not yet known. The U.S. is aiding in the search effort. U.S. Navy Lieutenant Arlo Abramson spoke to NBC of the challenges involved.
The area where this occurred is the area of high traffic, and the weather of today was not very good. So it is a very difficult area, but again, our forces are trained for search and rescue.
The state prosecutor in the murder trial of South African Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has questioned the credibility of the forensic expert called by the athlete's defense team. Gary Nell told the court that the forensic expert had fabricated some evidence and ignored findings by the state's pathologist. Mr. Pistorius is accused of intentionally shooting and killing his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Prosecutors in the state of New York have told a jury that radical Muslim preacher Abu Hamza supported terrorism around the world. But Hamza's defense attorney says his client never targeted Americans. From New York, here's Rebecca Bowring.
In his opening statement, the prosecutor said the Egyptian cleric being tried under the name Mustafa Kamal Mustafa had been engaged in a global campaign to spread terror. He's accused of trying to set up an Al-Qaeda training camp in Oregon and of helping fighters attend a camp in Afghanistan, as well as providing satellite communications to kidnappers in Yemen in a 1998 attack that killed 4 people. Mustafa's defense lawyers said the cleric had never harmed Americans and will tell his story when he testifies, though he warned the jury they may not agree with some of his opinions. Rebecca Bowring, New York.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.